In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the hosts present a sort of this, that, or other with some sugary treats. In honor of Halloween, the guys pick the candies they will keep, eat, and toss. Listen in and rank your faves as COL 283 starts now.
October 26, 2014. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody dance
now. That makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 283. And yes, it's the 26th, not the 19th, like the document says.
I'm fixing it. Jesus.
So sorry, that was kind of like a little joke, because as I said in last show, we pre-record these shows
sometimes.
So sometimes I have to, you know, do the thing. So anyways, that's it. Anyways, let's just do this show. So in the half hour since the last show, what's been going on?
Recently, I have finally decided to give in and love that fall is here.
Yay.
And that to me is not about fucking pumpkin spice latte. Screw
pumpkin
that shit.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. Anyway. Oh, I should have loaded up that song.
Do you want to redo it?
No.
No, that's fine. I'll just insert it in later. I've got that. Yeah. And this is totally behind these scenes. They just heard it. And anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So fall to me means cider, specifically apple cider, because in my part of the country, we actually have a cider mill nearby, and it's open year round. They have it's a kind of a country goods store, so they always have like pasta made locally that's dried, and maple syrup, and they have baked goods and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But notably this time of year, I think it was back in September, they made the big announcement, we have cider, like fresh pressed cider. So sweet. I stopped in and got myself an apple cider slushy.
Ooh.
Because they have a slushy machine and they have a regular apple cider. Like they just literally, that's all they do. They just pour it in and it makes a slushy automatically. Oh. Or they have a cherry apple cider slushy. Huh. So they add cherry flavoring. So, nice. Yes. So it is fall, so I got myself an apple cider slushy and a gallon of apple cider. I made stuffed pepper soup the other day. It's one of my mother's favorite dishes of stuffed peppers. And basically the soup is all the ingredients that make up stuffed peppers. It's just in a lot of tomato broth cut up. So I made that, and I'm going to be taking that to her as a little like, yay, it's autumn kind of thing. And thinking ahead to the holidays, I'm attempting to make apple liqueur.
Ooh.
Mm. Because I went to the local farm that I get milk and some stuff from, and they had a whole bunch of apples on sale from another farm. And so I bought like a 5-pound bag of apples, and I was like, what am I going to do with them? Like, I can make applesauce. I do that every year. And then I was like, ooh, I could try to make booze. So why now, notably, not? I'm not making booze from scratch. So I'm not like fermenting and distilling and all that kind of crap. I don't want to say lazy. I'm just not in the mood to go through all that.
Yeah.
So instead, I am infusing rum and vodka in a mix with apples and seasonings.
Ooh. Interesting.
And I got it
on infusions.
Yeah, I got the idea off of Pinterest, so it is now going to sit for a good 4 to 6 weeks or so, kind of, I guess, blending or mixing all of its flavors together. And then so that may be a fun cocktail holiday something. Ooh. For down the road. So we'll see. I'm very excited about it, but I'm hoping that it turns out in the end. And basically, you just put all the stuff together. You cut up all the apples, you put the seasonings in, you put all the liquor in, you put it in a container, leave it in a cool place for like at least 4 weeks or so. And what happens is all the stuff kind of transfuses back and forth. So, and then you strain it and then you drink it. So
drink it. drunk.
Yeah. So fall is here. I'm finally like opening up to that. I'm kind of torn because now it's long sleeve weather. Got to wear a jacket again. The leaves are starting to fall. So yeah. Well, this is one of my favorite times of year because I like the change of seasons. I'm a little grumpy about the fact that I can't always wear shorts per se because it's getting chilly.
Yeah.
And the rain has started.
Yeah.
Not a fan of wet leaves.
It's one of the reasons why I'm glad I'm in an apartment.
Yeah.
Damon.
Well, by the airing of this episode, I will be 35.
Yay!
The episode airs the day after my birthday, which is October 25th. So, I'll be in Portland having a kick-ass time, I'm hoping.
And now the audience knows why we were pre-recording, because your ass ain't available.
Whatever.
Well, let's first say this. Happy, happy birthday from Applebee's to you. If it shows our birthday, so we can party too. Hey!
Okay. Yay. But yeah, it's very interesting. I'm looking forward to it. When we mentioned the missed date, Gary, it made me realize, yeah, when this episode airs, I will be 35. So I figured, yay. So sweet, sweet, sweet.
Well, happy belated pre-birthday.
May you enjoy your trip in Portland and get all the spankings you want.
I sense flogging. Okay.
I will leave that alone.
Or he will blow as many candles as he can.
There you go.
There's your challenge. 35 of them suckers for your birthday.
Wow.
So you need 35 candles, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That is a challenge.
With that, let's just go right. Speaking of blowjobs, we got plenty of people who've given us some Facebook likes. We've got Alan Ryan, Bare Necessities, Brian Briggs, Daniel Bates, David Swaggerty, Dennis Keeney, Jerry Groves, and Thomas Hammond. Thank you so much for having names. Yay. I can actually pronounce.
Yay! And I know some of them people, so welcome, guys.
Yay! With that, let's go directly into our topic. This week, it's kind of a this, that, or other, but it's not the this, that, or other that it's keep, eat, toss, because Halloween's right around the corner. It's just a few days away. So we want to talk about candy. Candy, 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 candy. Oh, whoa, but, I want candy. I
want candy. Yes.
Yes. We're talking about candy. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 topics. And we've got 3 different items in each of those topics. I'm actually going to put a link to a Google image search for each item. Sweet. So you could go to our website, click on the appropriate item, and you will immediately get an image, a group of images from Google with that type of item. So you can kind of follow along on what they look like in case you're not quite familiar with the item. Now, this is a Google search, so I have no idea what you'll actually come up with. But most likely, if you get the Google searches, that I'm getting, because I'm going to actually be doing this semi on the fly. I've already got the first one set up. But this way, you get a visual without me having to go find an appropriate picture and load it into the
post. Yay.
So and it's kind of like our regular This, That, and Other shows where we have Tumblr pics, which you click on the, you have to go to our site and say, I've seen the picture. You have to click the link. So same type of thing. A little bit extra steps, but in this case, you get a Google search, which means you're going to get a whole bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Nice.
All right. First topic. Let's do kind of a round robin thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the first one. Gary does the second, or Damon does the second one. Gary does the third one.
Sweet.
Okay. So the first topic is Chewy. Google link. So we've got candy corn, circus peanuts. I'm trying to give them access on searching for them. And we have caramel squares. So I, you know, caramel squares I've seen most of the time in our, in my bags, you know, the little, the cubes of just pure unadulterated caramel. The circus peanuts, everybody ends up being familiar with them, but I don't know. I don't really see them that much
anymore.
Which is kind of sad because they're kind of yummy, I think. Yeah, but they're yummy in a different sort of way. I really think this is more, circus peanuts are more of a party thing, snack, where you have them out, but you're, it's not like you're tossing it in people's bags.
You
say trick or treat.
Yeah.
Candy corn is along the same lines as circus peanuts in that case, too. So, because you don't just throw candy corn into somebody's bag unless you got, you know, the individualized bags, I suppose. But
alrighty.
All right. So, since I introduced Damon, why don't you tell us keep eat toss. So, which one will you keep?
Okay. I will keep the circus peanuts because
they keep
they fucking keep for a while. I will eat the caramel squares because I used to love those. And I will toss the candy corn only because I am not a fan of candy corn. I have seen candy corn overdone in like everything, and for whatever reason I've never really gotten to it. Maybe it's because I had a bad bag once when I was little and it just spoiled me for life on them. And candy corn, unlike circus peanuts, although it seems to keep, it does not. It does not keep.
Yeah.
No. No.
They're just that kind of different thing.
Yeah.
And that, so you, the third person, Gary.
I feel so special now. Okay. Similar to Damon, I will make the difference. I will keep the candy corn.
Oh.
Because I will give it to somebody else and make them eat that nasty shit. Because I don't like candy corn. I think it's gross. I will eat the caramel squares. Mm-hmm. If I don't eat them directly, I will melt them down and then make a caramel sauce out of them.
Oh, good idea. Good thought.
Uh-huh. And I will toss the circus peanuts because that's just gross.
They're not that bad.
They are. They're awful. They're like, they're styrofoam orange flavored gooey. Yeah. No.
Okay.
No,
so you go. You say styrofoam. And then you say gooey.
Yes. If there was to be such a thing, such a concoction made by man, which there is, it's called a fucking circus peanut. It is a gooey styrofoam peanut with some flavoring. I despise them. I do not like them, Sam. I am.
Wow.
Now, you could have also said for the caramel squares, you could also have put that in the keep category, because you could keep them so that you could later melt them down into making a caramel sauce.
No. I'm keeping the candy corn to give to somebody who likes candy corn.
So essentially, you're toss, eat, toss is essentially what you're saying.
No, I'm tossing, eating, and passing on. I'm regifting.
You are regifting the candy corn.
Because I probably have
friends
who like candy corn. So, like, for example, if I have a meeting at my house, I will put the candy corn in a bowl and pay attention to see who the hell eats it. And like, and then before they leave, I will repackage it and give it to them and be like, you can take the rest. No, really. You can take the rest.
For the love of God, take the rest.
You like candy corn, don't you? Yes. Yes. Here.
Here is a ton. Thank you.
Here's all right. 15 pounds. Enjoy.
Okay. So for me, it's I would actually I think I pretty much agree with Damon here. I would keep the circuit speed outs because they keep. I eat the caramel squares because they're so good. Yeah. And toss the candy corn because that's just nasty shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
All chewy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next topic, Damon.
Next topic is Sugar Rush. I'm assuming these are just, oh, good God. Yeah. These are basically candies that are nothing but sugar. The choices are Pop Rocks, Pixie Sticks, or Nerds. Interesting. Pixie Sticks. I have to take a look at those.
I will admit I am torn on this category.
I'm a little too. But you go first, Gary.
Me?
Yeah,
I read.
That's fine.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Keep, eat, toss. You can tell I totally didn't prepare for this. I'm just doing it on the fly. I will keep the Nerds because I think they will last with time. I think they will last longer than the other two. For a shelf life. Mm-hmm. I will eat the Pop Rocks because Pop Rocks are fun and they're totally from my childhood. And who knows, I might do something really crazy, wacky, and inappropriate and you have them in my mouth at a certain intimate moment.
I haven't thought about that.
And then I will toss the Pixie Sticks, as much as I don't want to, because Pixie Sticks is nothing but crack in a little straw. Pixie Sticks are the ones that will last the least amount of time. I think they get too any amount of humidity and they immediately clump up and they get gross or whatever. So unfortunately, if I have to throw one away, it will probably be the Pixie Sticks.
Aww.
But instead of throwing them in the trash, I would prefer to give them somebody who wants them. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm. So now that you've made some interesting points, this has actually kind of gotten a little bit harder. I got it. Here's the problem. I would like keep / eat them all. I like them all for various reasons.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to keep the Nerds. Mm-hmm. So I agree on that one. No, wait a minute. No, I'm going to eat the Nerds. I'm going to keep the Pop Rocks for the sessions. And then toss the Pixie Sticks. And the only reason why I toss the Pixie Sticks is because that shit can be a pain because it's basically sugar dust. So even though you could just kind of like, you know, just tear off the top and put it directly into your mouth. Sometimes that shit can, you know, if you spill something, it's hard to clean up. Mm. So, but yeah, so I'd eat the nerds, keep the pot rocks for sessions, and toss the pixie sticks because I have to toss something.
Whores. Both of you. Both of you are whores. Whores, whores, whores. No, no.
Your turn.
Yes, it is. I'm actually different than you guys. I will actually keep the pixie sticks because I don't know if you remember in my childhood, I would keep those fuckers well past Halloween. And they would be a fun little surprise, like, later on. And they don't, you know, you just roll them a little bit in your hands and that kind of gets out some of the clumps. And then you open them up and you've got, like, the sugary surprise, like, ah, and you run around the house until the rush runs out, which is usually about 10 seconds. I would eat the nerds only because I used to love nerds growing up. I love the, like, the little, I love the, especially Halloween, the little sample boxes, because you can always, you always had the different flavors, like the strawberry lemonades and whatnot. And then you had the big boxes that they sold all the time, which had the two flavors and one on each side. Mm-hmm. And yeah, yeah. So I love nerds. I always have. And I love nerds, our geek bears. And whatnot. So there's that too.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. So that would mean I would toss the pop rocks. And the reason I would toss the pop rocks, not just because I have to toss one of them, but I was not a big fan of the poppy sensation that they did on your tongue growing up. I don't know why. And to this day, it's not my, it's not the best thing I like. I don't particularly like kind of crackly poppy sound in the mouth and feeling on the tongue. It wasn't my favorite thing. I understand that's the kind of point of them, but for me, it wasn't the, it wasn't my favorite. So that's why they get tossed. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's just, you know, it's just me. It's a personal preference. So there you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And everyone can shame me now.
You're fine.
All right.
So next category, chocolate tea.
Aha.
So we have Hershey milk chocolate bar, the all-time classic. Snickers and Nestle Crunch.
So Nestle Crunch and just a regular Hershey's bar are both pretty much just chocolate bars, chocolate. Snickers has nougat and peanuts and stuff like that extra. So this is where it gets kind of tricky.
Hershey's, Snickers, and what? Oh, my God.
Nestle's Crunch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know Crunch bars. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to put in freaking hashtags. This is hard.
Wow. Yeah, so this is kind of a hard one. I would actually, eat this Snickers because I love Snickers. I think I figured the other two out. I keep the chocolate bar, the regular Hershey's bar. And toss the Crunch bar, but only because I have to toss one of them. And the reason why I go by this is because the chocolate bar is just chocolate. So you could use that for plenty of things, put in an ice cream or something later. You know, pop in the freezer to keep it, you know, hard and everything. And then you can bring it out and melt it and do a whole bunch of different stuff with it. You can't do much with Snickers, but I absolutely love Snickers. So I'd eat the Snickers. So keep the chocolate bar, eat the Snickers, toss the Crunch bar only because I have to toss something because I still love Crunch bars.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we're actually kind of on the same vein there, Jeff. I would keep the Hershey's chocolate bars mostly because, to me, like you said, they're pure. It's just chocolate. It's pure chocolate. And you can do anything with that. You can, mm-hmm. or you can just freaking eat it. You know, hell, you know. And and they, I don't know why, but I think they tend to keep longer. Maybe because it's just chocolate, you know, it's not, there's nothing really extra in them. They tend to keep a little bit longer. I remember, you know, they would be one of the last things I would eat because I knew that they would keep, you know, I would, you know, I could hold on to them. Granted, you know, chocolate and candy in a household of kids doesn't usually last long to begin with. So, yeah. I would keep those. I would eat the Snickers because I love fucking Snickers. Because who, well, unless you're allergic to peanuts, who can't love Snickers bars? And I think I like the combination: the nougat, the caramel, the chocolate, the peanuts. A little bit more energy and quote unquote healthy ish. Because of the peanuts. Yeah, that's it. You're getting protein.
I love the ish.
Yeah. Protein. It's protein. There you go. And I would toss the Nestle Crunch bars. One, because they don't keep that well. And the puff rice in them tends to get stale quicker. And when a Nestle Crunch bar goes bad, you know when a Nestle Crunch bar goes bad, because you get that really nasty kind of icky taste in your mouth, and you get the crunchies kind of just don't taste right. It doesn't taste right. I've bitten into a stale or old Nestle Crunch bar, and it is not pleasant. It is not pleasant. So, yeah, toss those fuckers out. Gary?
Well, I disagree. I would keep the Nestle Crunch bars.
Oh.
I would eat the Snickers and I would toss the Hershey Milk Chocolate Bar.
You must discuss why.
Because I can't stand plain chocolate.
Sacrilege.
I realize that for some people that's a big deal, including my mother, who's I think disowned me three times over for not like, just plain chocolate. But seriously, my chocolate has to have something in it. And so a plain chocolate bar is so boring to me. And because I have to toss something, I'm going to get rid of the thing that I know I like least. And the Nestle Crunch bar is going to be kept. Most likely I will put it in the freezer. And it will not last long in the freezer by time frame because once the Snickers are gone, what's the point? Yeah. but I could take a Nestle Crunch bar and break it up and put it over top of ice cream.
Yeah.
Or blend it into homemade ice cream. And given that, you know, one of my good friends is gluten intolerant, I know that the Nestle Crunch bar should be safe.
Mm.
So I could, yeah, so I could use that in a dessert somehow as a topping or as an ingredient, or just give them a Nestle Crunch bar as a little something after dinner or whatever. So,
gluten-free.
So yeah, that's why, no offense, Hershey's, like, even though I wrote a paper when I was like 9 years old about Milton Hershey as a biography, don't care for your chocolate bar. Sorry.
And I will add a caveat to my dislike of Nestle Crunch bars. I used to love the Nestle Bunch of Crunch. You know, the bag that was just like a ball of the crunchies covered in chocolate. Mm. I used to love the fuck out of those. Like I would go to the store to buy those, like just to buy that little box. Forget the Nestle Crunch bar. I wanted the Bunch of Crunch. And I think only because it was just enough of the chocolate and crunchies that made it good to me. I never quite figured it out, but I could eat the Bunch of Crunch. I could not really stand the Nestle Crunch, just the bars. And like, fuck crackles. Sorry. Oh, if you remember the miniatures, like the Hershey's miniatures things. Yeah.
They still make crackles.
I know. I'm just saying. I know it more from the miniatures, like the bag of the different kinds. It was like what Mr. Goodbar, Crackle, the Nestle milk chocolate, and the dark chocolate, if I'm not mistaken.
Dark chocolate.
So yeah. Anyway, okay. Moving right along.
More than chocolate. So we're getting to something that's chocolate covered candy bar, which kind of has a chocolate bar, but has stuff with it. So we got the Butterfinger, we got the Kit Kat, we got the Twix. Damon?
Hold on. Remember, I'm new in tags as well. This one is actually harder.
Wait a minute. Did we have Gary on that last one? Oh, wait. Yeah, he did. We just did.
Yeah. Yeah. More than chocolate. Oh, this one's hard. I've got to toss one of these. These are actually three of my favorites, so that's why this one's hard. I will... I will keep the Kit Kat. I will eat the Butterfinger. And I will toss the Twix. Okay. And the main reason for that is I will keep the Kit Kat because I like those better than Twix. Because I will keep all three. I will eat all three. But I know Butterfingers get stale quicker. And I know a lot of my things are talking about like getting it stale because I remember, okay. I lived in a house with two older brothers and at the time a younger sister growing up. So if you did not eat your candy, it was gone. Because someone else would eat it. Someone else would find it and they would eat it and they would take it. So you don't keep things long term. And I would eat the things that I knew if someone else would find, they wouldn't want it because it would be not as good. So that's the only reason. Like Kit Kat butter, because those are all my favorites. I used to love Twix. I love Twix. I love the two little bars in there, and because you always felt like you were getting more because you had the two bars. And then I love Kit Kats because you could break those up into four little pieces and most of the time, unless you got, and then the fun size ones are always two. So yeah. Yeah. Gary?
I'm going to be in agreement.
Yay.
If I recall correctly, you said that you were going to keep the Kit Kat.
Correct.
Eat the Butterfinger.
Correct.
And toss the Twix.
Correct.
Okay, my reasons are different. I don't like Twix.
Mother.
They're just not my thing. So I'm going to toss them because I don't like them. Now, the Kit Kats are personally my favorite. So
yes.
I'm keeping them because I don't want to eat them right away. And technically, Kit Kats could be frozen and eaten frozen in a reasonable short time frame.
Yeah.
So just like the previous category, they probably won't last long in my freezer, but
at least they'll be kept. It's funny. I have a bag of the Kit Kat minis in my kitchen right now. The little mini ones, and those are really freaking good. Yeah.
And then therefore the Butterfinger gets eaten.
Oh. No better layer finger on my Butterfinger. You're pulling back a nub. That's all I can say.
So that campaign with Bart Simpson worked well.
Yes.
You, did it?
Yes. Yes. Don't touch me. I love peanut butter and chocolate. So the peanut buttery.
Really?
Which they call. Okay. I do.
Okay. Well, before we continue on this, because you're probably going to make some sort of comment on my choices here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to eat the Twix, because I absolutely adore Twix. I'm going to keep the Kit Kat because I think it keeps well, and I love Kit Kat. I'm going to toss those motherfucking Butterfingers out. I hate Butterfingers with a passion. I think they're, I think it's because it's like crystallized peanut butter.
Huh.
And okay. I think is how I feel it, because I actually, it doesn't even taste like peanut butter. So I don't even know where you get, where people get the peanut butter taste from. It's just gross. No, just toss the fucker right now. I have a big thing against Butterfingers. I'll eat it on occasion if somebody like tosses me like one of those mini ones.
Oh yeah.
But I hate them. So
wow.
Yeah, get rid of those. Kit Kats, Twix. I love Twix. And I really love Kit Kats too, but I can put the Kit Kats aside and have my Twix. Eat those Twix later, or Kit Kats later. So,
wow, I didn't realize this, but Butterfingers were created in 1923. Sorry, I just went on to Wikipedia. So, flaky, crispy peanut. Anyway, fuck it. Anyway. Flaky crisp peanut butter flavored center. Interesting.
It doesn't taste like peanut butter to me. It has a butter taste to it.
It has.
I'm not getting the peanut butter.
I tend to like it. It is a peanut buttery thing. That's why I put the Y at the end. Because it's not. I think it's a sweeter, like you said, it's crystallized peanut butter. I think of it as a sugary peanut butter kind of thing. I don't necessarily think of it as just a peanut butter. It has that flavor in it, but it's not just that. I think of it as sugar or crusted kind of, peanut butter-ish kind of thing.
I don't know.
I used to love BBs too. The peanut butter BBs. Love those things. Anyway, moving right along. Before I throw some more shade at Jeffrey.
Well, it's your turn. Speaking of BBs.
Oh. So this is mini bites. And the choices are Whoppers, Junior Mints, and Good and Plenty. Ooh. This one's actually going to be really easy for me.
This is going to be really tough, but probably not for reasons why you guys might think.
Okay. Gary, I guess, is first.
Ugh. I hate this category. Well, because two of the three, I can't. Ugh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep the Whoppers because I'm just going to hand them off to my father who loves them. Cause I can't stand malt. I think it's gross. It makes me yak. I'm going to eat the Good and Plenty.
Ew.
Because I don't mind the flavor of licorice or anise, as a spice. So, that will be the one that I eat, and the Junior Mints I'm going to toss because I don't like mint and chocolate together. I realize it's sacrilege, and I can't do that.
Oh my God.
My mother, this is the second time I've confessed that my mother has disowned me in my lifetime, and it's because she loves mint chocolate chip ice cream, and I think it's nasty.
Oh,
it's delicious. Anyways.
Nope. So nope. That's why I'm not a fan of Junior Mints. Go ahead, Jeff.
I have a similar problem to you of that I essentially don't really like any of these, but the thing that I can tolerate though to eat would be Junior Mints. I'm okay with chocolate and mint, but it'd be one of those things where I'd be slowly eating them. It's not like I'm going to be like om nom nom or anything like that.
Yeah,
but I'll have one and it'd be nice minty flavor. A little bit later in the day, I'll have another one. Wow. I will keep the Good and Plenty kind of as the same idea to hand them off to somebody else or something like that. Maybe I'll have some of it at a later date or something. But I fucking hate Whoppers. I have this passion against Whoppers the same as I do Butterfingers. I just really, really dislike them. And
wow.
I don't want to make anyways. I think it's they're too dry. toss those fuckers out.
I am actually different than the both of you, I think. No, not really. Actually, yeah, kind of am. I will keep the Whoppers because I am not a fan of them. I am not a fan of malt like Gary, but I can at least tolerate them because of the chocolate. If they are offered, if they're the only thing left, I will eat them over the other choices. Well, not over the other choices here, but I would, you know, yeah. If it were Whoppers and whatever, I would probably keep the Whoppers to the side. And I believe my sister or my brother liked them. And I can't remember. But anyway, one of them liked them. And, you know, I try to trade something with them. Anyway, I would actually eat the Junior Mints because I like Junior Mints. I like chocolate and mint, and I like dark chocolate and mint. I think it's good, and I like them. And also, Junior Mints tend to melt quicker. So I like to eat those first if I had to eat them. And to me, I would toss Good and Plenty because Good and Plenty is neither good nor plenty. Licorice. Well, there's
plenty black, at least.
Yeah. Black licorice is not a candy. It does not allow and does not need to be in Halloween. If you give that to me, I will throw it back to you in your face. No. No. Oh. I don't know who chose to go, let's put some licorice in. these are gross.
See, I think one of the reasons why I can probably tolerate Good and Plenty is because I'm actually a little bit of a fan of Jägermeister.
And see, you know, I don't mind. Fuck. I could do, well, like I said, I could do Jägermeister as a shot, but don't see me sipping it. And that's what I would think if I were eating Good and Plenty. It'd be like a long.
Well, you would probably also want the alcohol one.
Yeah. It's a long ass drink of Jägermeister without the alcohol after effect. No.
Yeah.
No. Done. We can. And who chose the colors of purple and white? Or light? What?
Pink and white?
Pink and white, whatever. Yeah. Who chose those colors? And they look like little turds. There I said it.
Oh, I have a man.
hate of Good and fucking Plenty. Yes.
Well, that's okay. Whoppers look like rabbit turds as far as I'm concerned. So.
Maybe not. Yeah. Actually, see them. Anyway. Okay.
All right. Tongue lickers is the category. We have Fireballs, Jolly Ranchers, and Smarties. Theoretically, things that you would lick away or dissolve on your tongue, so to speak. Allow to melt, perhaps.
So, this is an interesting one. I don't know, because the Fireballs and the Jolly Ranchers, they're like the hard candy, while Smarties aren't quite hard candy. They're kind of like pixie sticks with a form.
I never quite thought of them that way.
You know, because they're not that melt-in-your-mouth sort of thing, really. I mean, they melt quickly, but... But huh. It's more of a powder melt versus.
Yeah.
Melt. So which made me feel like it was kind of odd in this, but I can kind of get the idea. You kind of like Smarties, you just put it in your tongue and it melts in your mouth, which is fine. However, I would
Eat the Smarties because they're nice, quick eaters. Keep the Jolly Ranchers because I'm going to eat them later. And toss the Fireballs because I don't like Fireballs. Huh. I don't passionately hate them or anything like I do Whoppers and Butterfingers, but I just don't like Fireballs. So the thing also on this is the Jolly Ranchers have so many different flavors. So kind of depends, like watermelon Jolly Ranchers. Love. But some of the others I'm not so much of a fan of. But in general, I absolutely adore them. So I'm going to keep them and it's going to be Jolly Ranchers. So there's going to be like this huge bag Jolly Ranchers that I'm keeping for when I need to suck on something that
and it's no not around. Sorry, I had to go there.
That's okay. I was on my way there. I was
oh shit. Okay. This one is the two. There are two that are slightly difficult for me because I kind of like them both. But I am gonna. I will. Keep the Jolly Ranchers. I was going to say Smarties, but I'm going to go back. I actually wrote it down and then changed my mind, and then I'm changing it back. I will keep the Jolly Ranchers mostly because they will keep a little bit longer than the Smarties, which I will eat. I like Smarties. I don't know why I like them. I know it's like maybe like the same way with the Pixie Sticks. They're just like sugar. In a smaller form,
right? And they're Pixie Sticks with a form.
Yeah, and I guess as a kid you pretended they were pills and you were taking your medicine. I don't know if anyone else did that, but
you're
I
did a drug
that.
Addict.
Yeah. But I would toss Fireballs because I do not like hot cinnamon candy. So Red Hots, Fireballs. Yeah, I don't need the heat.
The Red Hots have their uses, but usually in some sort of baked dish where you kind of want the taste. Not something you eat up right out, or at least
in my opinion. And Fireballs tend to last too long. Like if I could, like as opposed to Red Hots, which you can kind of pop in your mouth and chew and be done with them, Fireballs you kind of have to sit there and suck on them, and you keep getting that flavor over and over and over again. And
they're like jawbreakers, you know. But
yeah. Are Gobstoppers on this list?
No.
Oh, Gobstoppers. See, if Gobstoppers were on here, those would be keep or eat because I fucking love Gobstoppers. Because the flavor would change the longer you had them in your mouth.
Then you have those big jawbreakers.
Yes.
Which were like huge that you couldn't fit them in your mouth.
No.
You just kind of licked away at them, but they made your fingers really sticky.
Yes.
Licking away at it.
And how many sexual innuendos have we made in the past 2 minutes? just saying. I've been sitting there going, and I'm going to hold my tongue. I'm going to bite my tongue.
Haven't I said this before? We're perverts.
Yes.
Right. But now, because Damon said that, I have a vision of some of our listeners fapping to us talking about candy because it sounds so sexual.
Mm-hmm. We are perverted.
And if anybody is fapping to this, just send us a message. Make sure you're including a picture. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Gary.
Okay. I will keep the Fireballs.
Ah.
I will eat the Jolly Ranchers and I will toss the Smarties. Because Fireballs can be put into liquor, like vodka.
Oh!
So I can make, like, hot cinnamon shots.
Ooh.
Because
I love fucking Fireball.
And actually, if I wanted to make a boozy milkshake, I could use a vanilla ice cream and then put the cinnamon vodka that I made from the Fireballs, and I could make Fireball milkshakes.
Ooh.
And then they're boozy, but they're tasty. And the dairy, the milk from the ice cream kind of counterbalances the hot. So that's why it's a keep, because I can food experiment. I can play with that. The Jolly Ranchers I would eat, but there's a caveat. I eat the blue raspberry ones.
Mm.
I don't give a shit about the rest of the flavors except for maybe watermelon.
Huh. See, I love sour apple ones. I'm just a
little. Yeah, they're all right. But blue raspberry are hard to find. They're kind of unique. Yeah. You know, it's like the gold ticket in a Willy Wonka candy bar kind of thing.
And you know, is it Tipsy Bartender? Yeah, Tipsy Bartender. You can make Jolly Rancher liqueurs.
You can. And I was debating on that when I was doing the whole keep, eat, toss. I'm like, and I'm like, yeah, I'll just end up eating the Jolly Ranchers. And then the reason why I'm tossing the Smarties is because I'm throwing them at dumbass people. Not that it's going to improve their intelligence any, but.
Yeah. I used to love Smarties. I always love Smarties. Yeah.
And yes, Damon, when I was a small child, I did too, like, kind of think they were like pills.
Yeah. Perfect. Yay. Good. I don't feel so bad. I kind of feel bad because anyway, moving right along. Oh.
So, squishy.
This is hard.
Well, I was surprised that instead of gummy bears, we put Swedish fish, Twizzlers, and Laffy Taffy.
Wow.
I was going to say, you could tell Damon,
you're first.
Damon,
I know.
Struggling.
Okay. I love gummy candy, like gummy bears, gummy worms, you know, gummy kind of things. I've always been a big fan of it. So it's squishy stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, I love this shit. And these are the things I love. And these are the three ones that I kind of love. So I'm kind of torn. Fuck. Anyway, okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Here we go. I will keep the Laffy Taffy. Mostly because even when those are hard, you can suck on them for a while and they'll soften up. I will eat the Twizzlers because I love fucking Twizzlers. I used to like strawberry ones especially, but then the pull and peels, they're pull and peels that were little separate ones. Love those. And I would toss the Swedish fish only because I have to toss something. Because I actually have a bag of Swedish fish in my kitchen because I went to IKEA a while back and they had the bags for sale. And I was like, oh, Swedish fish. Awesome. So, yeah, I have a bag of Swedish fish sitting in my kitchen because I'm slowly eating at it. But I only am tossing those because I have to toss something. Oh. Gary?
Interesting. I am different. So I would keep the Swedish fish. Because they are gluten-free.
Ah.
So I would be able to have them as a treat for my friends who are gluten intolerant. I would eat the fuck out of the Twizzlers because it's one of my favorite things to eat. And they are not gluten-free.
Huh.
If anybody didn't know, I actually taught this to my friend who's gluten intolerant. We were actually in a store and I saw Twizzler, like Twizzler Bites. And I was like, and I said, hey, did you know that you can't eat Twizzlers? And they looked at me really funny and they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, read the back of the label. And sure enough, wheat is one of the, like, there's a
interesting.
Wheat.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, which is kind of what makes them, one of the ingredients that makes them gummy-ish.
By the way, it's not gluten, it's wheat allergy. Gluten is a structure. Gluten is not a thing per se. It's a structure that, you know, you get. You can use wheat products to create that form of gluten, which is usually used to create those bubbles in bread and such like that. But it's actually the wheat which you're allergic to. It's not gluten. Just want to make sure everybody's clear about that. Anyways, moving on.
So that being said, so keep the Swedish fish, eat the Twizzlers, and then toss the Laffy Taffy because I don't care for that shit.
Oh, but what about the really corny jokes? Come on.
If I want corny jokes, I'll get Bazooka Joe gum.
Oh, that hard-ass shit.
Well, like the Laffy Taffy, it gets softer when you suck on it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it just takes some little start time to do it. Anyways. I will eat the Twizzlers because I adore Twizzlers.
We all eat the Twizzlers.
Yeah. I will keep the Laffy Taffy because it can keep. It's always nice to suck on later time.
Yeah.
And I would toss the Swedish Fish because I'm actually not a fan of the company.
And my favorite Laffy Taffy was, and I don't know, it, as a kid, it was the banana. Even though that banana flavor was nothing even remotely close to what a banana actually tastes like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just the thing that kids used to eat. I don't know why people liked it so much.
Oh, my God. That's the nastiest flavor on earth.
Oh, shut up.
No, and here's the thing I found out recently. For those that don't know, banana flavoring, the reason why it doesn't taste like bananas is because it's a different type of banana.
Oh.
There's two main types of bananas that are used in food ingredients. And the one that's used for banana flavoring, quote unquote, is a different varietal of banana. And that's why it doesn't taste like bananas. Like the banana that you pick at the store that you eat. And I was like, well, that finally explains it. Because I kept saying for years, how could fucking food science get this shit wrong? Like a banana flavor should taste like a goddamn banana. Like everything else tastes like orange tastes like orange. Strawberry tastes like strawberry. Like how the hell could you fuck up a banana? And then when I found out there are two kinds and that the majority of the world, when it comes to banana flavoring for like candies and frosting and that kind of stuff and cake and all that, they use a different type of banana and that's why it doesn't taste the same. And it explains why I find it so disgusting because the Laffy Taffy banana stuff, I was like, whoa, like that just...
Aww.
Made me want to upchuck. Was not fun at all. So yeah, now that we've totally like destroyed that
and now mind is blown.
Damon,
oh shit, crap. I'm multitasking anyway. So the next topic is peanut buttery.
Ah.
And we have Reese's peanut butter pumpkins. We're being specific. You tell them. You'll tell them, Gary. Chico sticks and Reese's Pieces. And I say Reese's Pieces because that's the way I love to say it, especially as a kid. All right. And Gary, you will tell them why we are specifically choosing peanut butter pumpkins. Go.
Well, because it's the Halloween time of year, and there's a special version of a peanut butter cup that is only available during the fall, just like the Easter egg is only available in the spring, and the Christmas tree is available during the holidays. And you probably know the fact that I want to drop,
yes,
which is I discovered from watching, I think it was Food Network several years ago when I was dating my ex, who told me, and I found it very weird until it made perfect sense. He only likes the special varietal peanut butter cups, not traditional peanut butter cups, not the minis, but these ones like pumpkins, right, trees, or eggs.
You know why?
Because there's more peanut butter in them.
Right.
Because
the shapes are just... are just basically shaped peanut butter dipped in chocolate. That's it.
Right. And so the ratio of chocolate to peanut butter is different. It is thrown off compared to a traditional peanut butter cup, which is not 50-50, but much closer. These other varietals like pumpkins, eggs, and trees are like more like a 65-35 kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's why for Halloween candy – you know, thing for keepy toss, I was like, oh, well, they should be pumpkins specifically because it's Halloween and you also, peanut butter.
And you also, I remember you mentioned that because you bought me and Ritchie peanut butter pumpkins when we went shopping that one time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. When we were at Robin Terry.
That's how you told me the story. And now I tell other people and they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So thank you for that tidbit that makes me all like, oh my God.
Well, I knew that. I wasn't thinking the reason why was because we were going along more of what has more peanut butter. But you say because it has more peanut butter. And I'm like,
yeah,
well, yeah, duh. Yeah.
I did not until Gary told me. So now it makes sense. And that's, I mean, not that I, anyway, yeah, anyway.
So, well, I like the, to, just to tag on to that last little bit, to be fair, I didn't know it either. Like, I never, for some reason, looked at them and thought to myself, oh, well, they're bigger, and thereby there must be more peanut butter than chocolate. It just – it never made sense until I saw it on TV after the guy I was dating at the time had actually said he liked – and I was like – and it was one of those, like, behind-the-scene things, like how they make food. And yeah. They were mentioning that when they make the special varietal peanut butter cup stuff, that it has much more peanut butter than chocolate. And all of a sudden I was like, ding, ding, ding. Like, now it makes sense.
Awesome.
I don't know. Well, I probably haven't really thought about it, didn't realize it. But when you say it, I'm like, well, yeah, that totally makes sense. and you didn't even have to explain it. It's because they basically shape the peanut butter, dip it in chocolate, and it's just coating. Well, the cups are, they make a cup of chocolate and they've got, you know, a thickness to it, and they just have a little bit of peanut butter in the middle. Huh. Just like any like regular like other hand dipped candies.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So chocolates. So it just made sense to me for sure. I don't know why you're making such a big deal about it. Anyways.
Oh, that's beside the point. Anyway,
Gary, what are your picks?
Okay, so peanut buttery.
Wait a minute. Did he go through the entire list? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. Damon, finish off the list.
I thought I finished off the list. I said peanut butter pumpkins, Chico sticks, and Reese's Pieces. I said all three.
Oh, that's right. You did. Never mind.
I was like, wait a minute. I know I said all three.
I thought you meant, did I finish going through and say which ones I was keeping eating and tossing?
No, you hadn't yet.
You hadn't even started yet.
Right. We were just talking about pumpkins. This is very difficult because technically I like all three in different ways. I will keep the peanut butter pumpkins, the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, probably put them in the fridge or the freezer because I don't know if to me, they just taste better when they're cold. I will eat the Chico sticks and I will throw out the Reese's pieces. Despite how much my inner child is screaming at me in fury right now, because you do not throw them out because they had a prime role in E.T. the movie when I was a child. And you just don't do that. But anyways.
Jeff?
You're going to love this. So I'm going to eat the peanut butter pumpkins just because they're just tasty and I would just eat them right away. I would keep the Reese's Pieces cookies.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just by themselves, too. But
Yeah.
Now, I tossed the Chico sticks, which the primary reason is, what's a Chico stick? This is the first time I've ever seen this. And I Googled it, and I'm like, I swear I've never seen anything like this before.
I used to love – well, okay. So I guess I would go next.
Well, besides the fact that it looks like it's kind of butterfingery and
yeah, I was gonna say you're probably not gonna like them because they're probably not their butterfinger. They're very butterfingery.
They are. It's a butterfinger without a chocolate coating.
Yeah.
So basically. So I would, even if I had them before, I probably don't like them. So it would still be a toss. But the primary reason why I would toss them is because I didn't know what the fuck they were.
Nice. Okay. For me, I would keep the Reese's Pieces for a different reason, not because of cookies or whatnot, but because I love them and I want to savor them. They are my favorite candy.
And you want to say pieces instead of pieces.
Yes, exactly. I don't know why I say Reese's Pieces. I think because as a kid, that's what I used to say. So it always comes out that way. I would keep them because of that, and I fucking love those. I can eat a big fat bowl of those anytime. Like, sit them on my desk, they'll be gone by the end of the day at work. I just go. Anyway, I would eat the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins because I love Reese's peanut butter cups and I love the pumpkins. And now that I know the whole ratio thing, I love Reese's peanut butter. So it makes sense to me. And I would toss Chico sticks mainly because I don't like them at all. They got hard really quick. They always tasted stale to me. Unlike the Butterfinger, I think if they had had chocolate on them, maybe I would like them. But I never really truly liked them, and when I would get them in the in my bag as a kid, they would get thrown away because I didn't want them. And it could have also been that I didn't really know what they were at first. But I'm seeing, oh, I know why I don't like them. It's what? Coconut. It is coconut. Crunchy peanut butter and toasted coconut candy.
Oh.
Aha!
They're like,
even more reason why I would hate them.
They're similar to Zag Nuts.
Ah.
Which are like my all-time favorite candy bar.
Yeah. I knew there was something else in there that I didn't like, and now I know why. Coconut. Bam. Get the fuck out of my bag.
Wow.
See, that is new. I did not know they had coconut in them. And now I know. So I know I will never have one. Thank you. I don't like coconut. I just don't.
Okay, so that means that you're giving me all your Chico sticks.
Yeah.
So we're tossing the Chico sticks at you.
Yeah, I will trade the Chico sticks for the
Reese's Pieces.
For the Reese's Pieces, yeah. Reese's Pieces. Anyway. Okay.
Pieces.
Okay, Gary, the last one.
I feel bad because this category is not a good one to end on. It's it's called Oddballs. We have Lemonheads, Mike and Ike's, and Dots.
So we have three oddballs.
Notably all fruit-ish.
Yeah.
You know, I really have never had Mike and Ike's and Dots.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever had it. They've never seemed to be appealing to me for any reason. So if anything, I'm going to eat it. Oh, actually, no. Okay. I'm going to keep the dots because they actually look semi-tasty. Or no, I'm going to eat the dots.
Ah.
Because I have to eat something. I am going to keep the lemon heads.
Hmm.
I am going to toss the Mike and Ike's because those things look nasty to me.
Oh, they are not.
I don't know. I just, I could also think of the dots as a different type of product, which end up being little pieces of sugar candy on pieces of paper.
Hmm.
So I could also think of the dots of that way. But I think we're actually talking about the fruity brand things.
Yeah, 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 we are. Okay.
So, So I would keep the lemon heads. And the reason why I keep the lemon heads is because I would use them in my tea.
Oh, interesting. So I guess a lemon, sugar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me.
Huh. That's why I would keep them instead of eat them, but... Lemon heads, I would be are more of more things I would actually eat. The other two, not so much.
Nice.
And I think that it's probably because they're both the gummy type thing, and I'm not a fan of the gummy stuff.
Ah, true. Okay, I will keep the lemon heads. Mainly because they weren't my favorite, and they aren't my favorite. But someone, there could be someone else's, and I could probably trade them. But I can't eat them if I need to. I like the sourness of the lemon head on occasion. I would eat the Mike and Ike's because I like Mike and Ike's. And I like the different flavor varieties that they have. Like the original ones are good. But like the Tropical Typhoon, the red ones, the berry, they had a berry kind. Or I love them. I like the gummy candies too. And they're kind of that mix of gummy with a bit of a crunch from the candy coating. And I would toss the dots only because I had an incident when I was little where one of the dots stuck to a filling and pulled it out.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't like dots because for whatever reason, the dots were, even if it may have been just that particular box or whatever, but it, they were super gummy and they pulled my filling out. And I, to this day, don't like dots. I can eat them if I need to. And when I was a kid, they would be the last thing I ate. But no, I had an incident where they pulled one out and I was like, nope, can't do them anymore. Nah. So. Yeah. Ow.
Okay.
Let's wrap this up. Of this list. Okay. No, actually, let's just do this.
Can I go?
What is your favorite? Oh,
Gary didn't go. Gary didn't choose it.
I realize the episode's running long and you want to wrap up, but holy cow.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I would keep the lemon heads because I could probably reincorporate them into something else. If I could grind them up in my blender, I could turn them into a powder to add to something. I would eat the Mike and Ikes because they're like Good and Plenty's, but not the licorice flavor. They're just like fruity, gummy-ish, chewy flavored. And I would toss the dots because them fuckers are hard to eat and pain in the ass. I agree.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Damon, I'm not surprised that you lost a filling on them because I find them to be that much of a pain in the ass.
Was it dots that she was eating? Elaine and Seinfeld? Dots, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
And I want to amend my statement based off of what you guys had, because I really have never eaten Mike and Ike's and dots. I think I would eat the Mike and Ike's and toss the dots bit from the horrible experiences you guys had. So I'm just going to switch them around, but I'm still not a fan.
Yeah. Well, you're not a fan of gummy candy. These are pretty much gummy candies, except you have the lemon heads. So there you go.
Agreed. So what were you going to say, Jeff, out of all of them?
Out of all of these, what are your favorites?
Oh, dear. Oh,
God. Let me look at
my... Just one item. One item of this list that you would call your favorite. Just one item.
Wow.
Okay, if I had to pick one above all, which is really not fair, I'm just going to state my testament, like my, what is it? No, my protest. That's what it is. To being forced to do this. I will pick Snickers as my all-time ultimate.
Wow.
They are available year-round. They come in like 7 different sizes, from like bites to minis to regular to king size to gargantuan. Like, I would have to go with Snickers as my all-time fave out of all the ones we've mentioned today.
Oh. Damon? Fuck. Yeah, this is hard. Damn you, Jeff. If I had to choose one, which I have to, I would actually choose Reese's Pieces. One, because I love saying it. And two, I don't get them that often. Like, I can always find a Kit Kat, and I can always find a Snickers, which are the other two. But Reese's Pieces, I don't get and find that often. And there was a time when they were, I think, even off the shelves or something. I don't even remember. But there was a time when you couldn't find them anywhere. And on the rare occasion that I would be like, yay, Reese's Pieces. And, yeah. So that would be the one I would choose out of all of them. And you, Jeff?
I'm going to go with Twix to have a different one, really, is more like it. And Snickers, because the thing with Twix is it's kind of like the same thing along with the Snickers, you know?
Yeah.
They pretty much come in the same different sizes, but there's just something about just having the chocolate, the caramel, and the crunchy wafer thing. That's in it. That's really nice, and it's nice and quick and easy. Well, Snickers are a little more chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, love Snickers, but if I could have a year's supply of something, it would be Twix, and I would be fatter than I am right now.
Yeah, I trust me. That's the only problem with candy. I fucking love candy. And that's why there's bags in my kitchen. It takes a lot of willpower for me to not to be at the counter. Like if you go to the counter at the grocery store or the gas station or the drugstore, that's always right there. And there's all kinds of candy and it just kills me.
That's the point.
Yeah. Fuck them. And they're
support. You have to have the willpower not to buy a candy bar.
Yay. Okay.
By the way, I fix your spelling in your.
Yes. Thank you. Yay. All right,
so moving on to the sweet candy, to the eye candy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've some before you. I've some before you. I've some before.
So my eye candy is Rusty G.
Oh, Rusty G. Oh.
I almost feel like this set of pictures we've picked before, but
it's
I don't
possible.
Know. There's just something about Rusty G that it's like, would you be my husband?
Oh, good God. We probably have. And he has just a beautiful, beautiful butt.
Because he's got the right body. And he's got the totally the right body for what I would be like my ideal man. Because he's got the belly. He's got padding. But he's got like muscle. And he's just this big brute of a man. And he's got a gorgeous beard. Some of the hottest things are when he's being fucked.
And yes.
So being a top. And,
but he's he's a great fucking top too. Just saying. But
yeah, I've seen that. So he's versatile.
Uh huh. Mm. Yeah, the beard. Sorry, I can't even concentrate on coming up with a sexy snappy response there. Because, goddamn. Okay.
So, that's my eye candy.
Yay. Fuck. Okay. Speaking
Damon? Of
I titled this one Lick It Like a Lollipop because it's this one guy's, this, I'm assuming Daddy Bear's very shapely, very beautiful butt. And it's in a jockstrap, which, bonus. But everything else about it is hot. And it says, huh, I never really checked out my butt. Well, you should, because it is gorgeous. And I would dive right in and lick it like a fucking lollipop. All day. Every day.
Nice.
It's weird because I can't think of the butt as the lollipop. Every time I think lollipop, when it comes to some sort of person's body part, I always think
penis.
Penis. Yeah. So anyways, yes. Moving on.
It looks tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I decided to name mine Candy Making Surprise.
Oh.
Because we were talking about candy, and I don't technically have a tumbler of actual candy with a man, per se. But I really like this animated GIF so much that I thought, well, because he's wearing an apron, I'm going to say that he's making candy.
Nice little stretch there. Ooh, but hello, penis.
Uh-huh. And notably... he's the animated GIF is of him lifting his apron and he is fully at attention.
Yes.
Again.
And of course, because it's a GIF, it just keeps playing over and over and over. And so it's quite mesmerizing to watch him lift the red apron and you're just like, well, hello there. Well, hello there.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Although I must say that if this happened in my kitchen, whatever candy was being made would burn or crystallize or something, because that
you would.
You just sure as hell don't
be paying attention.
That.
Yes, yeah. There would be some other things going on, and by the time you're finished, yes, there would be It would be. Candy would be ruined. Food would be ruined. But you would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so would he. And there we go. Ready.
Okay. Moving on into the links. Gary, what do you got?
Because we were discussing this prior to the show, I decided to make this my link. I call it the ultimate party gummy bear.
Son of a motherfucker.
And this is the biggest insanity I have ever seen when it comes to the sensation that is gummy bears. Some people love to buy regular gummy bears. They make shots out of them, like gummy shots. They soak them in liquor. They do all sorts of crazy things. And this particular company that I have been a fan of for probably a couple of years now, VAT19.com, that's V like Victor, AT19.com, they call themselves the purveyors of curiously awesome products. So they have kind of weird, quirky things. And one of the things is this 26-pound party gummy bear.
Son of a mother.
It features a 1-liter tummy bowl. So literally, you lay it on its back, and where the tummy is, there's indentation that will hold 1 liter of whatever you decide to put in it, be it candies or, I guess, booze or something else. But yeah, it's 26 pounds. It comes in 4 flavors, either blue raspberry, green apple, orange, or red, and it has a matching color. It is a shocking 32,000 calories.
Shit.
And notably very expensive.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
But I couldn't help since we were doing a candy episode.
Oh, and there's a little video. How fun is that?
Yeah, VAT19 normally does a promo video for each product that they sell. And they're sometimes super silly and sometimes not so.
I love this. When it comes to gargantuan candies, the party gummy bear takes the cake. Actually, it literally crushes the cake. Wow.
Yeah, so like they're showing a picture of it. And they're like, it holds over 1 liter. That's 34 ounces of candy or drink. Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. I like their promo video because it's a music video.
Oh my God. Now I have to play it.
It's 265 servings at 120 calories each.
And by the way, I'm going to put a link to the promo video for this on the website.
And from the looks of it, it is gluten-free.
So, and there we go.
Yeah, this is deserving the promo video.
Oh my God, you can download the MP3 of the Party Gummy Bear single.
Really?
Yes, if you scroll down further on the page, it says download the song. Click here.
Oh my God. Where is it?
Let me see. It goes to Amazon. Oh, and it's free. It's just the MP3. You don't even have to buy it for 99 cents or anything.
Oh, they use Amazon's DSM. That is totally cool because that's actually kind of a pretty cool song.
That's too funny. I didn't even know they made it. Oh, I love the Q&A, the FAQs. Question, is this an April Fool's joke? Answer, no. So this party gummy bear is real? Answer, yes. We wouldn't have recorded a hit song, made a banging music video, and manufactured a delicious 26-pound candy snack for, quote-unquote, giggles. This is for free, or this is for real, and if you're man enough, you can own one.
Wow. That thing is disgusting. It's so big.
You're
welcome.
You're welcome. It's crazy expensive. Yes, it is. It is also crazy awesome. You get what you pay for, son.
For God's sakes, it's 26 pounds of a gummy bear.
Is it kosher, halal, or vegetarian? No, the gelatin is pork-based. Good to know.
Can I put anything into its tummy? Anything edible, including liquids. We'll find the party bear's tummy to be the perfect home. Please note that the contents on the bottom may get a bit of gummy on them.
Can the tummy be reused? Yes, filling up with liquid will not damage the tummy. You can fill and empty the tummy multiple times. Ew.
How long will it last? Like all of our gummy products, the party gummy bear has a shelf life of 1 year.
What is the name of the dance from the video? The Tangerine.
Nice.
This is bigger than the world's largest gummy bear. So are you going to call the world's largest gummy change the world's largest gummy bear name? Answer, no. The world's largest gummy bear is still accurate in our 5 pound for our 5 pound gummy bear. We realize we're doing a bit of semantics gymnastics, but the party gummy bear's tummy container makes it out of the realm of traditional gummy bear.
Ah,
which
interesting.
I would technically agree with.
It's a bowl. It's really a gummy bowl.
Yeah.
But edible. I love the last question. Will I become more awesome by owning this product? You do realize we're talking about a 26-pound piece of candy, right? Okay, good. So you already know the answer to this one. So be awesome and bye, bye, bye.
Sweet. Sweet. Okay, this is kind of awesome. All righty.
So there you go, folks. If you are in the mood for a killer thing to take to a party that you're hosting, or you just have, you know, a decent amount of expendable income to blow on something crazy.
So, and it comes in 4 colors.
Yes, 4 colors, 4 flavors.
So you got blue raspberry, we got green apple, we got orange. I mean, that's the color and the flavor. And red cherry. So
sweet.
You can choose your. So if you want to, so what would be cool if you had, what is that, $600? You could have this, like, 3 different or 4 different candy bowls to do. And then when you're done, you can eat the bowl.
Yummers. Yummers. Okay.
Speaking of... Although I'm not sure if you would recommend... putting gummy bears into the gummy bear thing.
Belly.
Stick.
That's kind of redundant.
Yeah. But they do it in the video, on the page. You do have it.
I just realized you could make a chocolate fondue and put that in the tummy and then have a fork and a knife and toothpicks and cut off pieces of the gummy bear and dip it in the chocolate.
No fucking way. Shut up. Shut up with that now. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. Still sticking with the candy theme here.
Yes.
I am now going to give you guys the secret to the world's best chocolate.
Oh.
Krause's Chocolates out of Saugerties, New York.
Hmm.
For the first 2.5 years of my life, this is where I live, Saugerties, New York. And so after that, we would have for holidays, most of the time, we would get a shipment from our former next door neighbors as when we moved to Minnesota of Krause's chocolates. They are hand dipped chocolates for the regular chocolates, I should say, because they've got a whole bunch of different things as well. But they're real hand dipped. They've got milk chocolate. They've got dark chocolate, and it's perfect. Perfect chocolate.
Sounds really
their
good.
Creams are delicious. They've got caramels. They've got fruits. They've got peanut butter stuff. They've got nuts. They've got breakup chocolates. They've got brittles as well. Chocolate covered peanut brittles, regular brittle. They've got some molded chocolates, so you can get a German Shepherd, a Labrador.
Ooh.
A pit bull. You can get a car. You can get a truck. You can get a 3D solid champagne bottle.
You're fucking kidding me. They have pumpkin seed brittle.
Oh, that's
different. No way.
So I'm looking through their seasonal varietal section. They have cookie dough fudge.
Oh. What?
Okay, I just want to apologize to our listening audience. If any of you have gone into a diabetic coma from this episode, it's not really our intention.
They have pumpkin pie fudge. No. Oh. Okay.
I've never heard of cookie dough fudge. I'm so confused.
I haven't either. I am actually intrigued by cookie dough fudge.
Well, I want to make it now.
Yeah, here's the best part about this.
Truffles.
They can ship this to you.
Ooh, shit.
Where? All right. How close to me is Socrates, New York?
Good question.
Oh, great, Google. What's the drive time?
And it is.
They can ship it to you, too, so you don't have to do it. Also, you can get an assorted box of these so you can try out the different types. You've got different colors and patterns for the things. I recommend getting a box, and you can get milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or a mixture of milk and dark. You can get a half-pound box, a one-pound box, a one-and-a-half-pound box, a two-pound box, a three-pound box, or a five-pound box.
Wow.
And it looks like, is it? How much is the 5 pound
hell.
Box?
How far away,
Gary? It's like 7 hours one way. Yeah. Oh, man. Damn it.
So not as close.
A 5 pound box is $74.75. So, and only a 1 pound box is only $14.95. Huh. The difference between the chocolates.
I'm very concerned. I am very tempted to try the peanut butter fudge or cookie dough fudge, and actually the pumpkin pie fudge too. But I really want to try the cookie dough fudge. I want to at least. Anyway, okay, moving on. No. What's that, tummy? Shut up, tummy.
And if you're a huge chocolate person, you can also get some extra dark chocolate. Which means they're like 72% cocoa.
Okie dokie. I need to move on because I'm drooling literally at this right now, so...
You're welcome.
Fuck you. Anyway, okay. So my pick is just a really cute, fun video. It's been around for a while. It's the little girl. It's a Vine. It's 7 seconds. And I actually will see if it plays. But it's just a little girl. And
I'm in my mom's car. Get out of my car.
Yeah. Cute, fun, sweet, simple. It's a little funny. To me, anyway.
Yeah. I think I just won this one.
You did.
Like, drooling over my Krauss's chocolates. I gave you the secret. You're very welcome.
Yeah.
And that was a cute video.
Yeah.
And it's the gummy bears.
I am mom's car. And the reason I brought this up was because over the weekend, you can blame Chris, Gary, for this one. Chris brought this up, and now I it's in my head, and it's been in my head since then. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Wait.
Share with everybody else.
I guess I'm not following. Hold on. I got too much shit going on. Too many tabs open.
Trying to figure out your order from Krauss's?
Well, sort of. I was looking.
Notice that was not a denial.
Well, yeah. I heard the video, but I didn't watch it. So now I'm like going back and trying to
watch it.
Huh, interesting. So Chris introduced the video, or
Chris introduced the video to me, but I had seen it. I'd heard of it before. And there's another one where it's Jesus take the wheel, and it's the woman that says, "Get out of Mark's car," and you hear the awe, and Jesus comes away from the wheel. Anyway, let me see if I can find that real quick.
Interesting.
I don't know.
So that's it? Or are you guys still thinking about something?
I'm actually going to probably be sitting here on Krauss's chocolates and purchasing some shit. But
as a thank you, you can order me a Even just a half-pound box. I prefer the orange creams, but if you want to just do one of the assorted boxes, that's just fine too.
Half-pound box.
I'm not asking for a full pound. I'm not asking for 2 pounds. I'm not asking for 5 pounds. I'm asking for a half. And trust me, I've gotten myself a 2 pound box and had that done within a week. Dark chocolate, please, because that's my preference. But if you do the mix, that's fine. Or you still can eat it.
But sweet. I will have to look at this and keep.
Hey, if you want to contact us about my address to send me Krause's chocolates to, go to cubsoutloud.com. You can also shoot us an email, cubsoutloud@gmail.com, Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Join the CLL Entourage group on Facebook. Also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Google+, google.com/+cubsoutloud. Also, there's the CLL Entourage community on Google+. You can also join the Bear Underground Cubs Out Loud Entourage group. We would love to have you there. And each of those groups, you can just talk on. Whatever. It doesn't have to be about the show. Just other fans of Cubs Out Loud. Please pop over to iTunes. Leave us a review. 5-star, 4-star, whatever. We'll read it on the show verbatim. Whatever you put there. Also, we're available on Stitcher Radio if you want to listen to us that way. Give us a thumbs up over there. We'd appreciate that very much. You can find me anywhere on the internet. It says Box Step, Box Puppy, Box Cub, Box something or other. And you can email me to get my address to send me across the struggles.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear Home, on Bear Underground, Tumblr, and HeftyNet. Yeah.
You sure about that, David?
Yeah. RG, you can gmail.com me too.
Good. I can be found pretty much anywhere that these two other yucksters are to be found on the websites or online as GayBear73. Well, most places that we're lurking, something like that.
Wow.
Wow. Say good night, everybody.
Awkward ending.